Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for the great time. I've been wanting to see Lipizzaners for years. They were so worth the wait. Simply stunning. You know, we've been going out for a while now, and we've both been pretty open about what we do and don't like in the bedroom. But I feel like there's something I need to tell you. I'm really hoping you don't freak, because it's not really a big deal. But I love horses. No, I mean, I love horses. No. Fuck it. I have sex with my horse. There, I said it, and now I'm not joking. I grew up on a farm, and well, girls are just as curious as guys, and there aren't a lot of outlets for that curiosity out in the country. Prove it? Well, yeah, I actually do have some proof. But are you okay with this? Are we okay? Really? Oh, thank God. I'm so relieved. You have no idea. But I felt like you should know. What? You think it's kind of hot? Are you messing with me? Okay. Well, as for the proof, I have a couple of vids on my phone. You sure you want to see this? Okay. You asked for it then. Let me see. Okay, here's one. That's my big boy. Paladin. American saddlebred. That bench under him is where I lay for actual penetration or for what deep throat I can manage. Yeah, I do doggy sometimes, but ultimately, I enjoy being on my back more for this. My roommate Jill is filming this one. It's a lot safer with a second person there. Yeah. We even got an HD camera to capture every detail. Wait, let's stream this to the TV. Ah, perfect. Okay, look, here I come in all my natural glory. I have to get him started by hand. It's actually a bit of work to get him excited enough to present. I also like to use mare scent. It makes him much more randy. But it also makes him more likely to get carried away, so I have to be careful. That horse cock is big enough to do serious damage with that much muscle behind it. Oh, God, what muscle. I can't get enough of that huge body hovering over me. Dwarfing me. His muscles rippling just under his flesh with every movement. Oh, are they an ounce of fat? His heat washing over me. Oh, and that giant cock. Enough to just about split me in two. I can't even describe the rush of knowing that my very life is at risk. Knowing if he gets out of control, he could easily fuck me to death. You hear about it happening occasionally. We take precautions, though. Hobble his legs with rope, and also tether him. But there's still considerable risk. It's not a game for amateurs, that's for sure. Oh, look. There. That massive dick I've coaxed out. 2 feet 5 inches when fully erect from tip to balls. Yeah, I've measured. He's a big boy. It's longer than my arm. Okay. He's pretty hard now, so I can't resist sucking him for a minute. Having to stuff that huge, spongy cockhead into my mouth. My jaw so wide it hurts. Sometimes I'll oil up a bit and give him a nice tit fuck. I can bury that monster cock in these big tits and still have more than enough to fill my mouth and tickle the back of my throat. I love it. Oh, okay. This is where I'm climbing up on the bench so he can fuck me. I have marks on the bench to show me where I need to lay. It can only take about a foot or so, and even that's a bit uncomfortable. Hey, here we go. Here I'm inserting him. Even though I'm drenched, I still might need a bit more lube. He's just so damn big. Listen to me. Moaning like a whore. It's a little embarrassing, actually. At first, I have to do most of the work. Move myself back and forth. It's actually a great workout. I just can't get enough of that huge cock stretching me as I'm able to take him deeper and deeper. Now watch as he starts to thrust a little. So much power. I have to scoot away a bit at this point so he doesn't thrust too deep. Once he gets started, I can really get going hard. Oh my god. I'm getting so wet. Just watching myself. I think we're gonna need to hit the bedroom after this is over. Okay. He's really getting into it now. Look how every stroke pushes me away a bit. It's a white knuckle ride at this point. I can feel his strength just coursing through my body. All that force entering me. Just through the shaft. That enormous horse cock. Look at my face. A mixture of ecstasy and pain. There are times I wish someone would just strap me down. Cut his ropes and let him fuck me like that over and over. I want to be a fuck toy for a massive horse cock. Oh god, baby. Oh, baby, I can't wait. Fuck me. Fuck me right here, right fucking now. I need it bad. No, let's keep it playing. I want to watch him fucking me while you fuck me. Oh, look at him. Look at him. Oh, Paladin's fucking me so hard now. The bench shudders with each thrust. I bolted it to the floor. Harder, baby. Bolted it to the floor. It still feels like it's going to break apart. Listen to me screaming as he pounds me so fucking hard. And with less than half his length. I want more of it. Oh, I wish I could take it all. Oh, balls deep. Slamming down into me with all his raw primal power. Just filling my entire body with a giant fucking dick. If only. My god, look at him. He must be close here. Come on, baby. I want you to fuck me as hard as you can and as deep as you can. You're not gonna break me. But I want you to try. Harder. Faster. Give it to me, rough. Ride me, baby. Ride me into the fucking ground.
When he's ready to come. His cockhead flares. So big. So goddamn big. And it hurts. It hurts me so fucking good. So thick. Stretching me. Feels like he's gonna rip me to pieces. And tear me open with that big cock. I'm just beating me apart inside. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it so much. He's about to come.
I want you to come too. Come at me, please.
Look. He's coming. He's coming. I can only begin to describe. Oh, God. Yes. So the sky would sleep. He felt that much hot come. Feels like it floods my entire body, drowning my greedy little cunt in the horse cum. Oh my. How much cum feels like it warms my soul. Like I'm complete.
Now you come, baby. Come in me. Fill me up. Complete me. Fuck. Yes. Yes. So good. Yes. So good. Thank you. That was fantastic, baby. Just what I needed. Oh, wow, that was fun. Let's finish the vid while we recover. I have to wait a minute for his flare to shrink. Listen to me panting and moaning there. I'm so spent and shaking after he's finished with me. He's fucked me silly. I can't think. I can't move. My pussy aches, but in a good way. I literally couldn't stand up for the next 5 minutes or so. Even if you lit the place on fire. I just lay there panting. This cum leaking out of me. Puddling on the bench and the floor. The pungent smell filling the stable. Him still standing over me like a god of sex. Slowly, that glow, that fulfillment fades and I come back to earth again. I feel so cold and empty afterwards. I want to go again, but I know that my body just couldn't take anymore. I usually have to wait a week before I can take him in me again. That's it. That's the end. There's more, but it's just Jill and I scrubbing Paladin down, cleaning up the place, putting the bench away and all that. So glad I could share this with you. No, don't be silly. You know you can get me off. You just did. I'd not trade my time with you for anything, baby. That's just something I like to do. Not all that different than a girl in a room with a big dildo, really. Sure, there's a bond, a connection, but I know he can't love me. Not the way you do. So please don't be jealous. So are we good? Great. I'm so glad. I have plenty more vids like this if you want to watch them sometime. Like I mentioned, I have a few deep throat vids. And also titfuck, handjob, facial, you name it. No anal yet. But someday. Once, I even got Jill drunk enough to suck him off instead of just operating the camera. We took turns. Maybe if you want some time, we can go down there. It'll take some time before he's used to you, but I would so love to get double teamed. Although I'm not entirely sure how that'd work, but I bet we can come up with something.